It's a great pleasure to have my next guest here in the studio. The Cairns Indigenous Art Fair has been around for a number of years, and I think it's one of the great events for our region, and not just our region, but in fact, for all of Australia. It showcases our region's incredible art. It brings people to the region, and it also has real, I think, international potential. Lucky to have my next guest in the studio here, Janina Harding. Now, Janina is the Artistic Director at CIAF. Welcome to the King Review, Janina.
Thanks for having me, Gavin.
Now, first up, like so many businesses and events and organisations, 2020 was turned upside down, as we know, by COVID-19. None more so than a big event where you have thousands of people coming to a public space, to buildings, to view art markets and whatnot. Tell me about CIAF 2020. How did it change, and what lessons did you learn from this year's digital only event?
Yeah, it was a bit of a total game changer for us. Like most people, we found out about COVID in March 2020, and I'd already had a program sort of happening. You know, we're on the verge of signing contracts with artists and stuff,
and that's the thing to point out is the event's normally in June, July.
That's right.
So it's only a couple of months.
That's right. We had a few months to put all that to put what we did this year, which was go online, which was a huge thing for us because we'd never done that before, and we had to go through a few hoops to actually get there. You know, we had to do a business case to the board, the CIAF board. We had to contact all our funding agencies, and then we had to really explain how we were going to do it because it was totally new. It was totally new to everybody, including us. And but we kind of I just thought the only way we could do it was to stick with what we had, which is the program that we were going to roll out in the physical sense, but adapt it into a digital sense. So, you know, we brought in videographers and, you know, people that are involved in digital media, and we brought in a few celebrities and all that kind of thing to sell it. And, you know, we just sort of had to think on our feet, and that's how we kind of rolled it out.
a virtual festival, I think, as you said, completely new. And CIAF, because of the turnaround time, CIAF, I think, was one of the first almost in the world where you had to move so quickly to, as you said, completely transform it. So to run a virtual festival at such short notice for the first time, I think is an incredible achievement. If you turn quickly, it may be a little bit too early to reveal too many details, but if you turn now to 2021, of course, we can't predict what COVID will do, but has work already started on next year's festival?
Yeah, we're looking at changing venues. So we're looking at going to a bigger venue, looking at really activating Cairns next year. Hopefully, because it will, you know, just to sort of bring people back to CIAF. So, you know, really activating Cairns. So in the physical sense, and I still want to do part. We all still want to be part of, rolling out that sort of digital media as well. So we'll still, you know, be live streaming events and looking at, you know, doing virtual galleries again because they were so successful and keeping so those kind of, different elements that we did this year.
And I think that's a nice segue almost into the international potential, not only of CIAF through those virtual platforms, but if you cast your eye further afield, Indigenous art, Australian, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art, and how it's, I guess, doing, how the scene is doing both across Australia, but also internationally. I remember was telling you off air that, you know, I've read a couple of recent articles about, you know, the United States in particular, there is a resurgence of interest and sales figures of Australian Indigenous art over there, a couple of big auctions in New York in particular. Your sort of overview of where the art scene is at, either nationally or internationally?
I think CIAF has an opportunity to advance this whole state when it comes to Indigenous art, and through digital media, I think we can, you know, through our socials and our website and whatever, we picked up 85 countries around the world that actually, you know, looked at what we were doing, and so there's an interest out there. I know definitely, historically, Europe market's always been, you know, part of, always had that interest in Indigenous culture, generally. So when it comes to art, you know, exhibitions have always gone to, you know, places like, you know, you go to London and Paris and, you know, Denmark, all over the place. And the US is sort of catching on, I guess. There's always been exhibitions in sort of university galleries, and, you know, right across the States, probably from the 90s on. And there's been a spattering of Queensland artists involved in some of those exhibitions. The main focus, I guess, has always been in the Northern Territory and Western Australian Indigenous art. But I think, you know, KIAF, Queensland art historically hasn't had that amount of time as the Northern Territory has, or even Western Australia, when it comes to art centres and sort of having that experience. We're just pretty new, you know. KIAF's only been around for about 11 years. And art centres, you know, have been around probably a little bit longer than that, but it's still in infancy, I see, but it doesn't mean that we haven't got the potential to go out there. There's a lot of really well-known artists that are already out there internationally, you know, and having exhibitions, you know, they're part of the Venice Biennale and all that kind of stuff. But for what we do at KIAF, we're still working, you know, we're working with that, with communities and, you know, people, communities from, and artists from remote areas and stuff. Yeah, but part of our vision and part of our strategy is to not just focus on Northern Queensland. We want to spread our wings and go to, you know, throughout the state.
And you think about, I guess, Northern Territory, as you mentioned, the NT. I think it was the early, mid-70s that, you know, dot painting sort of first started. So you're absolutely right that you think about they've had almost decades head start in that development in the art centres and the marketing in a sense. So if we turn then to what needs to happen, then obviously time is a factor. But what else could be done? What does KIAF need support-wise? What do artists need support-wise to really grow and capitalise on that potential that we all know is there?
Yeah, Arts Queensland used to have this part of the... They've had this agency which basically looked after Indigenous... or showcasing Indigenous art overseas. It was called QOMIA, that was the acronym. That no longer exists. So at the moment, we're kind of, KIAF and I guess all the other people that are involved in, that work in this space, don't have that agency to work from to actually link us to overseas partners or galleries or whatever, or universities or anything like that. We pretty much have to do it by ourselves. I mean, Australia Council have things like, you know, Festival of Pacific Arts, that kind of thing, but that's just, you know, that's once every, I think it's every 4 years. So there aren't those opportunities anymore now that QOMIA is no longer exists. So we pretty much have to do it by ourselves. And it's hard to try and, for a small team like we have at KIAF, to branch out into that international market. We encourage and have a collectors and curators program as part of KIAF when it's on. And we, you know, they get that experience of talking to artists and learning about, you know, Queensland art. But apart from them, it's really hard to kind of make those links with the international market. I don't know how you do it.
And it's really interesting because apart from the cultural significance of what the art sector, particularly in our part of the world, but across Queensland, means, it's actually also an economic opportunity. You think about the as an industry and the potential for that international expansion, but as you said, very, very difficult to do. Janina, congratulations to you and the team on KIAF 2020. It was a massive undertaking, and I think it was really groundbreaking what you did. And best of luck, exciting times ahead. COVID pending, of course, but best of luck for KIAF 2021.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, Gavin.